News, I'm Rich Thomason. Saying we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, Ron DeSantis has dropped his bid for the Republican presidential nomination and has endorsed former President Trump. Correspondent Joey Hudson says DeSantis' decision leaves just one challenger to Mr. Trump.
I think the big question for Nikki Haley is how strong will she be in New Hampshire, and can she stay in this race much longer? She has to have a pretty strong showing in New Hampshire as she heads to her home state of South Carolina. If you look at it, most of the elected officials in her own state, again, Senator Tim Scott, whom she appointed to the U.S. Senate, has endorsed Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump applauds DeSantis, telling cheering supporters in New Hampshire that the Ron DeSanctimonious nickname has now officially been retired. The former president says the focus now must be on defeating Joe Biden, who Mr. Trump calls the worst, most corrupt president ever. Nikki Haley calls DeSantis a good governor and says she wishes him well. Also at SRNNews.com, it is a weather roller coaster, bitterly cold temperatures, to be followed soon by above-average readings across large parts of the country.
The cold air mass moves off the coast, and some warmer air starts to build northeastward. So a lot of the cold below-average temperatures that we have had over the past few days will begin to moderate, and actually by midweek or early to midweek, we'll have much above-average temperatures across a good part of their country east of the Rockies.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec, the bitter cold, along with all the snow and ice, contributing to dozens of deaths this month across the U.S., where states as far south as Texas and Florida remained in the deep freeze over the weekend. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 60 points higher. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life victories in the House.
The Republican majority chamber has passed the Supporting Pregnant and Parenting Women and Families Act and the Pregnant Students' Rights Act. The first measure ensures that pro-life pregnancy centers are eligible for federal funds, while the second ensures that pregnant college students have access to pro-life options. Those two bills face an uncertain future in the Senate, though, where Democrats have a slim majority. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is calling for a congressional hearing into the Biden administration's decision to keep Nigeria and India off its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular persecution of Christians and other minorities. An ICC spokesman says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria and pressure India to eradicate its blasphemy laws, and that starts with holding countries accountable for their poor religious freedom conditions. This is SRN News. There is an outcry over a case of animal cruelty. It's making headlines in Russia.
More than 300,000 people are signing a petition calling for a Russian train conductor to lose her job after she threw a pet cat off a train, believing it was a stray. Hundreds of people braced sub-zero temperatures to search for the animal, who was later found dead around half a mile from the train tracks where he'd been left. Local authorities are so far not prosecuting the conductor, but a separate petition calling for criminal charges to be brought has gathered more than 100,000 names. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A former Northern California firefighter with a previous arson conviction has been arrested on suspicion of setting off a homemade bomb and planting several other explosive devices along roadways in El Dorado and Sacramento counties. 41-year-old man pleading not guilty to multiple felony charges, including possessing and exploding an explosive device. More details, SRNNews.com.